It's Harvest Public Media's Field Notes. I'm Jessica Najunas. Today on the show, does Farm Aid matter? Or does Farm Aid, the musical festival to benefit American farmers, still matter 26 years later? Here's why we ask. In 1985, the event began as a response to widespread crisis in the heartland. Farmers across the country were faced with extreme drought and high interest rates. Many were having difficulty staying on their land. But it's a different story today. So as this year's concert in Kansas City, Kansas approaches, the Harvest Public Media staff started wondering, does Farm Aid pack the same punch? Is it still around for the same reasons? So like all good reporters, we went out and asked, though this time we did it in a new and different way. And we'll get to that in a few minutes. First, though, it's fair to ask Farm Aid directly, do you still matter? Jennifer Fahey is with Farm Aid and has this answer.
We're not in a time of crisis, and not in the kind of crisis we were in the mid-80s during the farm crisis. And we were prepared for those questions this year when we announced our concert in the middle of $7 and higher corn. But the truth is that crop prices don't always indicate that farmers are doing well. And I would say we're still responding to emergency. We've got a health crisis on our hands. We've got an economic crisis. You know, in a lot of parts of the country, we have environmental crises, and Farm Aid thinks that family farmers are solutions to help us with all of those emergencies that we're in the midst of.
That was Jennifer Fahey with Farm Aid. But we didn't just ask her. We asked everyone to weigh in, from family farmers to interested consumers. Does Farm Aid matter? And we did this through the Harvest Network. It's our new way to query you with questions about rural life, agriculture, the stuff you hear from us on a regular basis. And the person who will ask for your opinion is Peggy Lowe. She's our Harvest Network analyst. Hey, Peggy, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you, Jessica?
Oh, just fine. So I brought you on Field Notes today to talk about the latest query from the Harvest Network.
It was not just our latest query, but it was our first query. I've just started here at Harvest Public Media, and I'm running the Harvest Network. It's our attempt to sort of reach out to people. So our first query was, does Farm Aid matter?
And what did you find?
We found that people feel very emotional about the issue of family farms. Mostly we heard from people who had been sort of second and third generations, even first generations, off the family farm. For instance, we heard from one woman whose father lost her family farm, another man whose grandfather had lost his farm in Oklahoma. And while people know that that might be a way of life that is in the past, certainly for them, they still feel very emotional and feel that someone should be advocating for the family farms, and they're very glad that Farm Aid is doing that.
You said emotional. Did people like the question? How did they feel about it?
Well, they were emotional to the extent of, like, for instance, one woman said, it's just too painful for me to still talk about. A woman from Utah wrote in on that. Then there were others who were just a little bit angry, I guess I would characterize it, saying that how dare we essentially still ask that, you know, whether or not Farm Aid is relevant. They said the issue of family farms is still a major topic in America. It's a very important topic. And they even went on to say, you know, we were kind of stupid in asking the question because all food comes from the farm. So it's a very primal issue.
Let's listen to one of the query responders. I got to speak with one of them this week. Here's a little bit of our conversation.
My name is Michelle Gorsuch, and I am from Platte City, Missouri.
Michelle, does Farm Aid matter?
I believe it does. I think that any time you can bring awareness to the public about behind the scenes of our food, so many people, you know, see nothing but the grocery store, and they just really don't understand what it means to know that farmer personally, know what kind of work goes into the food. They eat what I like to call blindfolded.
What does that mean, blindfolded?
To me, they put food in their mouth, they purchase it, they put it in their mouth, they eat it, they feed it to the children, and they have no idea how it even made it to their table, how it made it to their hands.
How does something like Farm Aid take off the blindfold?
To me, it brings an awareness. I use a celebrity is what I like. I use, you know, people out already in the spotlight to teach people that this food did not just magically show up at the produce aisle, that there were people, you know, and families who put in a lot of work, and people need to be aware of what it takes.
That was Michelle Gorsuch. She responded to our first Harvest Network query, does Farm Aid matter? And this would be a good time, Peggy, to have you explain how the Harvest Network works.
We want to reach out to people who may not have been reached out to by traditional media in the past to help us create our news report. We want to send out through social media and the email system queries on a number of issues. We want to know how you feel. We want to have your insight. We want to have your experience and even your opinion. We also want your story ideas. We want to know what should we be covering here at Harvest Public Media. We think that's really important. And we think that our database of folks that we're building is going to be a really powerful public media tool in the future to really represent how they're thinking about things right now.
And were you able to speak with any family farmers? Does that say something if you didn't?
I guess it does say something, right? I'm sure that, first of all, the family farmers are much too busy to talk to me right about now. But I talked to at least one woman who is still a family farmer, and she said it's very important to talk about loss in that there's just, you know, it's a very difficult way of life, and that a lot of these farms have been lost, and it's something that America should be much more cognizant of. And I guess just really everybody across the board in responding to our query about does farm aid matter, they said it sure does. And they're really glad that the concert is around to be raising awareness for the issue of family farms.
And so asking the question, does farm aid matter, sort of presumes that perhaps it doesn't. Did you get any answers that said something to that effect?
Not even one. We had more than 40 responses, and we had tons and tons of social media that was supporting it. So I have not found a single critical response, at least to our query.
Maybe before you even spoke to these people that answered the question, you had your own idea of what people would say. What did you think?
I guess I posed the question, and I do believe at least the question is absolutely journalistically relevant. And this is why. I covered Farm Aid back in 1987 in Lincoln, Nebraska. And I remember it being very emotional, and the crisis seemed so urgent at the time. And I guess what I needed to know 22 years later is people still feel strongly that it's an important American institution to have small family farmers. And what I learned from that is most people think, yeah, it's very important.
That's it for Field Notes. Find more at harvestpublicmedia.org.
Harvest Public Media is a reporting team based in four Midwestern states. Missouri, Nebraska, Iowa, and Kansas. We're here to tell stories of the farmers who feed us and explore issues surrounding the production and consumption of food and fuel. Harvest Public Media is funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. You can find us online at harvestpublicmedia.org.